I think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to compete in the playoffs. I think that they can win games. You know, I think of them very similarly to the Browns, where if they play really well, they're going to be competitive in the AFC. You know, even with a team like Kansas City, even with a team like Pittsburgh, I think the Raiders can compete. And the problem is like the getting there aspect of it. Like, are they a Super Bowl contender? Well, to be a Super Bowl contender, you have to be able to think through competing for four consecutive games at a high level. And I just don't think the Raiders have that in them. Can they compete for a game or two? Can they do what the Titans did last year? Yeah, of course they can. I think Derek Carr, you know, at his best, is a really good quarterback. We saw it a couple Sunday nights against the Chiefs. But they play down to their opponents, and unfortunately, I think that's going to – their inconsistency is really going to keep them from being able to compete for a Super Bowl, but I think they're firmly in the playoff race for sure.
So I am someone who keeps a close eye on the grades that you guys have at Premium Stats at PFF, and the Raiders as a team grade out offensively as the number 18 team overall. They grade out defensively as the number 31 team overall, yet they're sitting here at 7-5. So maybe for those who don't necessarily understand the difference between, you know, individually grading the players on their performance and how it could still turn into seven wins, how does that square up?
Well, a lot of it's noise. Like, if you look, like, last season the Raiders were 7-9, but they didn't win any games by more than one score. And so generally speaking, if you treat those games like you basically treat them like ties. The Raiders last year were like a 5-11, 4.5 and 11.5 type of team. And that's one of the reasons how this year they've actually won some games by multiple scores, including one against the New Orleans Saints and one against Cleveland, who's going to be a playoff team, Denver as well. So I think part of it's that. I think part of it is, like, against the high-end opponents, against Tampa, against Kansas, you know, they did well against Kansas City, but let's say Buffalo, New England, those teams, they've kind of struggled. And, you know, the other thing about it, which I don't think you can underscore, is I think John Gruden's doing a really good job. I think, you know, that team is more than the sum of the parts sometimes. I think Carr is playing well, but I also think Carr is one of those quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen it with our own two eyes. When you don't get good coaching with him, he doesn't play very well. And so I think Gruden, you know, part of the thing when you think about, okay, how good is the coaching staff? Well, you look at how the players grade out and you see how well they do, right? And there was no bigger example than yesterday in Los Angeles when a New England team who I think has a bottom five roster in the NFL can blow out a Chargers team who I think has pretty good players.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus is with us. PFF.com is where you go. Get their subscriptions right now. I think it ends today. They'll go up there, put in Cyber 40. You get money off the subscriptions, and it's a great holiday gift for the football fan in your family. All right, so Gruden's done a great job coaching this year. The organization has also done a pretty good job with reclamation projects. Devontae Booker, good example. Aguilar, certainly a great example. No shocker that Darren Waller made your, you know, team of the week. I know the numbers are big, but explain why you guys like him so much this week.
Well, he's just he's just an uber productive tight end, especially when you think about his ability just to really get down the field, right? You saw, you know, Sunday Night Football against Denver. You know, tight ends, the position has evolved so much, right? And with the league becoming smaller and smaller and smaller, you know, safeties playing linebackers, corners playing safeties, you know, there's always going to be the size mismatch with tight ends. But if you have the size mismatch and an athletic mismatch, which I think the Chiefs have with Kelce and the Raiders have with Waller, it makes the offense tough to beat. And I know they're playing a Jets defense, which doesn't have very good players, especially without Jamal Adams there anymore. But, you know, you just see it. Like, when you can see a tight end just run away from players in the second level of the defense, that's a pretty amazing sort of compliment. And, you know, yesterday he did enough to outplay Kelce for that spot, which is a really big feat considering Kelce is probably one of the best tight ends in league history.